The executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union in Wisconsin says police videotaping of protesters is a concern they've been trying to address for some time. Chris Amity says they've had several discussions with Milwaukee police over when and where the practice is appropriate.
Frankly, some of the excuses that they've given for videotaping peaceful demonstrators have not been terribly persuasive. They claim that, for instance, that they do it to protect the demonstrators in case they were attacked, but they just film the demonstrators. They don't film any crowd that may gather around them.
Amity says intimidating demonstrators by videotaping them is a problem around the country. He says rationale police use for doing it is only one part of the issue. The other is how long tapes are kept, how they're used, and whether police keep dossiers on the protesters. He says Milwaukee police have no clear policy on destroying them.
The assumption that there's going to be a crime to begin with is certainly biased because, you know, these are people who are exercising their First Amendment rights.
Amity says the ACLU is reviewing an investigation on how La Crosse police handled protesters when President Bush visited the city for a political rally in May. Demonstrators claim they were unnecessarily videotaped. A county investigation exonerates police but suggests the department review its videotaping policy. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.